All right, welcome to Misinformation. I'm Zach. Dude.
I just wanted to see what you'd say. Yeah, and this is Weller.
Fucking messed up the fucking rhythm and shit right out of the... Fuck. Welcome to another Misinformation. This week's Misinformation stars Weller the douchebag. Apparently he has a fucking twin brother. Dude, we talked about it. We figured I'd show... I told you what the timing was going to be, and you fucked me on purpose.
I wanted to see how you would take that, and... You didn't take it very well, but yes, I'm here.
You know, that's the most important part of the show, don't you? Is the lead-in.
Well, then we'll fucking start it over.
No, it's too fucking late. No, this is live recorded radio here. This is, you can't fucking start over. You start over and your listeners won't trust you anymore. Then they're going to be like, well, what else did they edit out?
I am really here, Zach. It's not faking my voice.
That's true. Like, you know, but they start thinking like, what else is he added out? Like, obviously nothing, or else I wouldn't be on my second host. I'm second co-host. If we would have started editing shit out, we probably would have done that a long time ago. Coors Light, the Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet. Not to be confused with the Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Well, is there another beer that's a bullet? Like, is there like a red bullet or a black bullet? Like...
There should be.
If you're known as the Silver Bullet, there should be another bullet that people can confuse it with.
That's maybe their claim to fame is that Coors Light is so fucking rancid it'll kill a werewolf. maybe that's what the fucking... Because I'm not a big Coors Light fan. I mean, I know Kid Rock likes it. But Kid Rock also likes hepatitis C pussy. So I'm not fucking jumping on that bandwagon. So another week. Of misinformation. This is your second week as an official co-host. None of this guest shit for you. You're gonna be on the fucking
broken in. Yeah.
You're gonna be on the logo.
I'm here.
You're gonna be broken in like Lindsay Lohan at a fucking frat party. That's what's. Ooh. Dirty. How about that Allie Lohan? In a couple of years, she's gonna be raw, isn't she?
Oh, definitely.
The little one.
Hopefully, she goes through her Britney phase.
Oh fuck! Well, the phase where she doesn't remember anything she did the night before. That phase.
Yeah.
Like, didn't I used to have talent? Laughing, all y'all, fucking gay. That'll be Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus in about 3 more years is gonna have her Britney phase because she's already posing fucking half nude in magazines for Christ's sake.
Like, well, Amy Winehouse is doing a good job of it now. I'm glad someone took over. I was actually missing the crazy Britney. I'm not gonna lie.
Amy Winehouse, I wouldn't touch her with your dick, man. She is not an attractive bitch.
See, she's I find her interesting.
You know what else I find interesting?
If she wasn't a celebrity and I saw her, I'd be like, that's an interesting looking chick. I'm not saying she's super hot, but she has like a very unique look.
I find cancer interesting, but I don't want to fuck it. All right? I'm just saying.
I think Amy Winehouse, you could probably gypsy cabbage her. I think she'd be up for that. Okay. She is a crack whore, for God's sakes.
Call back to the last week's show, the gypsy cabbage. If you missed it, you're lucky, because I didn't sleep the whole fucking next night. All I could think of was my balls and some chick's open asshole. Oh, God. That's
Amy Winehouse is cabbage worthy. I'll leave it at that.
You would gypsy cabbage her?
Yeah, I would.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that if you fuck her, your shit's going to itch, man. She is a dirty, dirty, nasty-looking fucking crackhead. Like, there's no... She doesn't have a redeeming quality at all. Like, no titties. She walks all knock-kneed like Skeletor and fucking Wall...
She's on fucking crack all the time.
Well, she walks like she walks like Skeletor and Wall-E had a fucking illegitimate love child. Like, there's nothing about her that is, like, feminine or...
She has a tattoo of a topless chick. That's pretty fucking cool.
You know what's cooler? A chick that looks good topless, which is not her, sir. Like, and her tattoos are bad. Like, none of them are real good tattoos. They're just like, it's like she just had a friend.
Again, I'm going to say she's into the smack, so.
She's definitely into the
smack. As far as crack whores go, she's at the top of my list. Name a hotter crack whore. I dare you. I fucking double dare you. Five, four, Three. Yeah, so you Fuck. Can't fucking
that chick who's fucking the dude, the English dude. Fuck is her name? She's a
the skinny ass model.
Yeah, I'd fuck her before I'd fuck Amy Winehouse.
You've got me there. Although you can't think of her name.
It's Kate Moss.
Yeah, it was.
Fucking, can you, Amy Winehouse. Are you ready? Ready? I asked him to give me a tea bag. He said, no, no, no. I will not fuck that bitch, all right? Fucking.
Yeah, Kate Moss.
Ben over, looked back, asked for it at my crack. He said, no, no, no. That's fucking off the cuff, bitches. I'm like Weird Al Yankovic, only less talented, bald. Fuck you. You know what? Don't you fucking have a home? This is 2 weeks in a row you're fucking camped out on my goddamn couch as like the one fucking cheering squadron to this show. At least you brought beer, though. I guess I'll give you that.
Number one fan.
Yeah, number one fan. Number one and only fan. You know, here's the problem with our fan. We love our fans, all right? You'll learn to love our fans. You haven't really had a whole lot of interaction with them. But the problem that I have with our fans is we don't fucking hear from them at all. So, like, I don't know whether we're doing good, sucking ass. People are downloading the show because I can track it. So I know that people are listening or at least downloading it. But I don't know anything about how they feel about the show. You can email us at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com.
See, technology like crazy. You're like, Google, 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 Yahoo, blah, 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 blah. People just like, that's not everybody's into that like me. Maybe they prefer the mail.
Oh, so I should give them my fucking home address?
P.O. Box. We need a fucking P.O. box so people can fucking mail us shit.
Dude, our listeners are too fucking lazy to actually handwrite something. I guarantee it. What?
Fucking mail. Give them your neighbor's address. So they'll mail shit to the neighbor and fucking when you see the mailman, just sneak over there, rifle through some shit no one's looking in.
So when we piss somebody off enough that they're going to burn down somebody's house, it'll be poor fucking Bob next door. Bob and Barbara's house is going
to
go up and
fucking... Pick that fucking asshole next door to you. There's always one dick in the neighborhood.
No, we're good, dude. We got good neighbors. Like, both sides of my house. Good, friendly fucking people.
You have to have an asshole.
Like, somewhere on the block, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be far enough away that it's going to take me forever to get to their fucking house. Like, if you're going to have your mail sent somewhere, it's got to be, like, either right next door or right across the street. I don't have a problem with any of those fucking people. But odds are I'm going to say something very fucking offensive, and somebody's going to be pissed off. And they've had my address, they're going to come fucking looking for me. And if they come fucking looking for me and burn down Bob and Barbara's house, I'm going to feel pretty fucking bad about that, okay?
Good point.
So, email us at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com. Post at quickstopentertainment.com. / forums in the podcast forum. Sometimes that fucker, the misinformation thread drops off if nobody writes in it, so you might have to search back a couple days to find it. But other than that, post in there. Let us know how you fucking think we're doing. Or you can leave comments at http://misinformation.podbean.com. Plenty of places to get a hold of us. You can't fucking say we're not accessible. Drop us a fucking line, man. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. If we're doing your mom, whatever. Fucking, I don't care. That was for you, Swartz. If I can just drop us a line. We need to know how we're doing. Now we fucking got the business out of the way. What's going on? Anything?
I've got nothing, man.
Probably want to get a little closer. A little closer to the mic.
It's a very long week.
There you go. Perfect. Long week. Fucking longest week of my goddamn life. I'll tell you that. Neither one of us can talk about work, so we won't get into that. But fucking, you ever watch Dr. Phil?
Occasionally, it's one of the few channels I do get, but yeah, I'm aware the show exists and I do watch it on occasion.
How many channels do you have?
Oh, I get CBS, ABC, NBC, IPTV, and then some weird ass digital channels that I just don't even bother watching.
You get Fox?
Yeah, Fox. That's in there.
Oh, you hear that? That's a good bird. Excuse me. You get the WB?
No.
No WB over there?
No.
KPWB, no? My network television?
RTN, I do get that, oddly enough.
Is that the religion
TV
channel? Oh, no. I thought that was a religion channel. The Hallelujah Network. So you can catch Dr. Phil. It's on at like 3. Yep. So you're probably up by then because you work third shift. What time do you get up?
Usually about noon.
No shit?
Yeah.
And then you stay up until?
Well, when I work, like I'm working, I actually get up about 3 in the afternoon. But when I'm not, like during the week, I'm up about noon.
Oh, okay, because you want to actually enjoy the day that you don't normally get to see. Actually, you're home more than you're at work, though.
Yeah, I've got 4 days off.
That's fucking ridiculous. If your job paid a little more, I'd take it from you. Yeah, so...
I'm not complaining about my work schedule. Yeah, the days are long, but I have more days off.
So Dr. Phil had a show the other day about obese children, right? Because apparently national problem, obesity, right? But they're not just regular obese children. It's not like a fucking 300-pound 14-year-old, right? The smallest kid they had on the show was an 84-pound 3-year-old girl.
That is just fucked up.
I know 20-year-old chicks that are only about 10 to 20 pounds heavier than that. 84-pound 3-year-old girl. And the parents just, I just don't understand. And the grandmother wanted so badly for some doctor to tell her that there was something wrong with this child so that they could rationalize why she was so fucking fat. But they had taken her to like 17 specialists, and all the specialists was like, she doesn't have any of these diseases. There's no thyroid disorder. There's no all these different syndromes and stuff. And they're like, well, she has the symptoms. I'm like, no, she really fucking, the only symptom she has is that she's fat. That's the only fucking symptom she has.
Your whole fucking box of Twinkies for breakfast, you're a fucking fat ass.
Well, and the funny thing is that the Dr. Phil's looking at the mom, looking at the grandma, and he just sits there for a couple seconds, just dead air.
So the parents, like, freakishly obese?
They weren't thin. So finally Dr. Phil goes, all right, now here's what I'm going to say. Now, I don't think you're fooling anybody, and I don't think I am either, when I say you're not a thin woman.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's like, you're right, I'm not. And he goes, do you ever think maybe you don't have the best faculties to choose what's the right and the wrong thing and how much to eat? And I'm like, holy shit, Phil is whooping this woman's ass and she doesn't even realize it.
See, my big problem with Dr. Phil is he just says shit that's just
beyond common sense.
But people just clap and applaud like he's like a fucking god. Like they could have never thought of that answer themselves.
But see, that's the problem with like society as a whole. People have given up on common sense, right? So when someone actually just cuts right to the fucking chase and goes for the blatantly obvious, right? People are fucking flabbergasted. They're stunned. Like, what the fuck do I do? He just told me the truth. He didn't worry about whether he was going to hurt my feelings. He didn't worry about whether I was going to be offended. He didn't worry about whether he infringed upon my rights and as a human being. He just told me I'm fucking fat and that I should probably ask somebody else to feed my kid because if I don't, that kid's going to be fat too. That's great shit right there. I love me some Dr. Phil. I love me some Philip McGraw. That's some good shit,
that's
man.
Not bad, yeah.
Fucking.
Usually it's like, Dr. Phil, I keep breaking my arm or breaking my back, and I can't quit breaking shit. What you got to do is quit driving your car into the fucking brick wall. And then everybody goes like, yeah, just quit driving the car into the wall. It's like, are you fucking serious? Like, this guy's like on TV every fucking day saying this shit?
You're just mad at him because he thought of it first.
It's like, any idiot. Can know that you just, it's fucking common sense.
Yeah. Fraud. But that's what's great.
Yeah, it is. It's just.
Did you say fraud? Fraud. How is it fucking fraud?
Dr. Phil's a fraud.
He's not even a doctor.
Yes, he is. He's not a doctor in California. He's a doctor in Texas. He never bothered to take the boards in California because why would you? You're already a fucking millionaire.
It's technicality, though.
He's a doctor. He is a doctor. He's a doctor. He went to doctor in school. He passed the doctor in tests. He practiced as a doctor. He's a doctor. Dr. Philip McGraw, a god among men.
I'm not buying it.
What do you mean you're not fucking buying it? The guy, it's working for him, isn't it?
I'm not. I do occasionally watch a show because it's better than fucking soap operas which aren't at that time. So I do watch it on occasion.
No, Days of Our Lives is on
I'm
right
now.
I'm
not a huge fan of the guy, yeah.
Wow. You're a fucking communist.
You couldn't help Britney.
Yeah, he couldn't.
They wouldn't let him. That was the thing. They wouldn't let him. And then people got all pissed off. We're taking this down a serious road here, and it's making me uncomfortable. I don't like to be serious all the time on the misinformation. So fucking, Brittany, no shit. What now? You're Dr. Phil? Fuck.
Might as well be.
I think she's an alcoholic.
I have opinions.
What was your first fucking clue? The fact that she drinks all the time?
No, when she married Kevin Federline.
You know what?
No, that she's just trailer trash. They got a lot of money. That's what that is.
You making that fucking statement would be like you following it with, I think Ann Waters is an alcoholic.
No, she liked to have fun and mark people with her piss.
Yeah, she peed on me. I should really just stop fucking name dropping like that because I never name drop anybody in a good way. Well, that's not true. I name drop Marcus from Last Comic Standing in a good way.
Yeah.
West Music
last week. Fucking, you got a fucking memory like an elephant. That was fucking like 7 days ago.
I also have the body.
Like an elephant. This is true. Marcus from Last Comic Standing going on to the finals in Hollywood. Yeah? Boosh! Fucking stud. I remember fucking sitting at an open mic with that dude. We're just both sitting there going, these guys fucking suck. And he looks at me and goes, you're better than these guys, right? I go, yeah, you? He's like, yeah, I'm all right. He goes up there, fucking blows up the room, waits for like 2 hours because I was the very last one out of like 29 people to go on. He waits until the 28th person. He's like, seriously, dude, if I don't check into my hotel room, they're going to give it away. Leaves, and I go up like 2 minutes later. And I'm like, God damn it, it would have been kind of cool if Marcus from Last Comic Standing would have, you know, seen my set. Because, you know, we stay in touch. He's good shit, man. He actually wants to co-host an episode of Misinformation as soon as I can figure out how to do the deal with the telephone. To get the telephone line into the soundboard.
Can I have a caller.
Fuck, it'd be great. But I was talking to Corey the other day about it, and he said that it's like a $1,500 piece of fucking equipment to get it to work the way it's supposed to. He says
there's a special huge fucking antenna out in the backyard or something.
Fucking, I'll have to do something. I don't know. Maybe I'll turn Jenny loose on it. She's an eBay fucking monster. She can find out kind of. But it'd be neat to have him on because the guy's. I think he's gonna win the whole fucking thing. That's my opinion. Have you been watching? It's not on cable.
I'm not gonna let you know. I haven't been watching.
You should. You should. It's a good show. They're the finals already. They put him in the house this week. Last week. Last week they put him in the house. Last week.
What's the point of the house?
They all live in the house and then they compete from there. And they'll have them do like different challenges. It's a reality TV thing.
Like Road Rules?
No, they're all comedy related challenges. Like I haven't watched it because I DVR it, but I think the first week in the house they have like a Your Mama-a-thon, and they have to tell a bunch of Your Mama jokes, which to me, the backbone of comedy is Your Mama jokes. I don't care what anybody fucking says, it's gold. What?
It's also a good way to get your ass whooped.
That was like, I don't know, was it 15 years ago? That was a good way to get your ass whooped, but that was like way fucking back in the day.
I used to find way better ways to get my ass whooped than a Your Mama joke. I would fucking cement my way into an ass whooping if I had to. So, yeah, we're talking about fat kids. Yeah, fucking fat kids. So, that was the lightest kid, the 84-pound three-year-old. The heaviest was a 224-pound seven-year-old boy. Kid was fatter than me. He was only, like, 3 foot tall.
Some fucking beef tits on that kid. Damn.
Well, he was eating, like, and he would walk. He looked like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. He had, like, the perfect rolls on his arms.
He'd fucking waddle, like, he couldn't actually walk.
Like, he couldn't actually bend his knees, so he'd just kind of shift his weight on his hips and just kind of shimmy forward. And then if he sat down, he didn't actually go through the process of sitting. It was just kind of like he rocked backwards onto his ass.
Wow.
But this kid was in Russia, so I didn't really, you know, pick up on, because they didn't talk about him a whole lot. They just showed him, because his parents were Russian. They're all Gorsh or something, whatever, fucking Russian word, something. But man, fucking 224-pound seven-year-old.
Name's Sergey.
That's fucking fat. I mean, can you imagine? The kid will never know what his wiener looks like. At least, fat people were skinny
Could
once.
Could he be a sumo wrestler or something?
I don't think so.
At least those guys get fucking ass.
Yeah, but sumo wrestlers are actually athletic. This kid can't even fucking bend at the elbows or knees to scratch his own ass. Like, I don't know how do you
wipe him?
They would have to, but it would be like a process. Like they'd have to fucking eat shit, and then they'd have to fucking roll him over.
Fucking fire hose.
Like, all right, Sergey, here we go. All right, Sergey, go play with your friends that you don't have because you're fat and scary. You know,
he'd be robbed of the Power Wheels. That was like one of the coolest things of being like, I never had one myself, but I always had friends that had them. And
He's got one. It's a Volkswagen Beetle. Like the real fucking Volkswagen Beetle, because that's the only thing. And he still can't go up a hill on that. 224 pounds at 7 years old.
That is beyond huge.
He doesn't even know what a fucking cock and balls is, man.
Like, he knows.
Like, hey, stop playing with your
fat.
Don't, if you touch it, it's going to fall off. And he's like, I'm 224 pounds and 7 years old. I hope it falls off. Ah, I can't. I mean, God, think how bad he would smell. Because kids smell bad anyway.
In his defense, that's 25 pounds less than I weighed when I graduated high school.
In his defense? How is that in his defense? Because he's not as fat as you could have been?
Exactly.
Hey, but you were fucking 18. He's 7. 7. That's a lot of borscht. That boy's eating a lot of borscht. Fuck. I don't get it.
Maybe it's the vodka.
It could be. What cartoon would you guys fuck? Like, if you could fuck any cartoon. Like
Smid Raisin Girl.
Really? Is she a cartoon? Or is
Yeah, she's a cartoon. She's not like a movable cartoon. Actually, there's a new commercial. She is a cartoon.
Yeah? She's kind of a... That's a pretty short skirt. She's a slut.
Huge, yeah. And the bonnet I do find hot. Although I'm not into Amish chicks. On a side note, I've been accused of that.
Been accused of being into Amish chicks?
Into Amish chicks, yeah, just because of the bonnet, but... It's a red bonnet. Amish chicks don't wear red bonnets.
No, and I think that the sun-made raisin girl probably shaves and uses, like, fancy, like, hygiene products.
Oh, yeah. You know, she...
Raisin-flavored douche.
She's fucking clean down there.
That's pretty much wine, dude. That's going to give one hell of a yeast infection. That's...
The alcohol will kill everything, right?
In theory, yeah. if alcohol fucking killed yeast infections, there's several people we know that wouldn't have had them that did.
It's got to be better than that vinegar flavor.
Pickles. Okay. So, sun-made raisin girl. Fucking Adam, who's not even supposed to be here. If you say Jessica Rabbit, that's fairly fucking uninspired.
Bambi.
Bambi's a dude.
Just to shut his fucking mouth.
Was Bambi a talker?
He's smug, man.
Smug. His mom died, man.
That's not my fault.
Wow, you're a fucking mean bastard.
I didn't kill that bitch.
Wow, this went to a dark place, didn't it?
just to prove a point to the rest of the woodland creatures.
You know who I'd fuck? Ty, Anastasia, or Belle from Beauty and the Beast? Because if Belle will fuck the beast, I got a chance.
You up?
But you know how the sex ed shit goes, so technically you would also fuck the beast, because you fuck whatever they fuck, according to school.
What about Pocahontas?
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't do Mulan. I'm not into Asian chicks.
I would.
I'd do Pocahontas.
Because you know she's only like 4'11".
Yeah, but I dated...
And the crack could go the other way.
I dated a quarter Asian chick once. She was only good at fractions.
Straight pubes?
No pubes. Like, she shaved her entire fucking body. Like her arms, legs. That bitch did not... I didn't mean to call her a bitch. Yeah, I did. She's a nice girl, but that bitch did not have fucking hair anywhere but her head and eyebrows. And, like, clean shaven. Every day. Weak. Yeah.
Full body wax.
No wax. She actually went to the trouble of shaving it. That's a lot of fucking work. I mean, she wasn't a big girl. She was tiny, but... Damn, it's putting in a lot of work.
How would you like to be the guy that waxes people at, like, the place where you go to get waxed?
A guy that does it? I wouldn't like being a guy that had some kind of gay job like that at all, actually.
Just think if you had to wax, like, dude's balls.
Yeah, like for porn?
Yeah.
Like, so you're asking me if I had to be the guy that waxed dude's balls?
You're the fluffer / waxer.
Dude, one of these days you're going to figure out you've been off mic, like, 3/4 of this conversation so far. So if I'm the you're saying to me, if how would I like to be the fluffer / waxer for gay porn? I wouldn't like it at all.
Not for gay porn.
For straight porn?
Right. But so you have to be the fluffer waxer.
Do you know what a fluffer is?
Yeah.
It means I'd blow the dude.
No, so how you is that? Keep him hard. It's not necessarily blowing.
So how is that not gay?
Feather
doesn't get me hard. I don't like to fuck birds.
Emus growl.
Emus are a fucking scary creature, man. Fucking emus and rheas are the only birds that will fucking kill you. You don't fuck with them. Okay, but no, I wouldn't like it at all, man, because I don't like fucking dudes. That's a silly question.
But you'd be on a porn set.
But I have to blow a guy to get there.
Did you not hear the man? You don't have to blow him.
Okay, I have to give him a handy.
Not even a handy.
How am I going to keep him hard without blowing him or getting
the pump? You have to inflate the pump.
You got to be the pump guy. You got to man the squeeze ball.
So I'm giving this guy a handy by proxy.
Yes, there's not direct contact.
What if I don't have to touch him or anything attached to him, and all I have to do is talk dirty to him? I'll talk dirty to a straight dude to keep him hard. I don't know what I'm going to be able to say to keep him hard, though.
Just be like, if I was a chick, I'd be like, wow, you're fucking hot. Like, I'd want you to rail my wet badge.
Be like, no, here it is. I got you. All right, here's what I do. Hey, how you feel about Leah Remini? Okay, good. Good. You like her? Oh, I'm doing you. I'm doing you hard. I'm Leah Remini.
I'm getting a little chubby.
That bitch has a deep voice. That bitch has a deep voice. I'm just saying. I just shit all over Leah Remini's Kool-Aid there. That's like, it's true, though. She's got a deep fucking voice. Scares the shit out of me.
Wonder if she's got a big clit.
I don't know. She blew up when she got pregnant, though. Man, that was the ethnic in her, man. She
maybe it's China-sized.
Ooh, damn. That was a big clit. That chick fucking... China's hung better than I am. That's not saying much, though.
I mean, it's like a little wiener.
So, yeah. I don't know. Would that bother you, though? Would that bother you, Weller? Would that bother you, a big clitted chick?
How big is this clit?
I'm pretty big. I mean...
So, like, to me, like, I think a big clit would be, like, I don't know, like, a sticking out, like, half an inch, three-fourths of an inch.
Half an inch is, I would say that, I don't want to use the word common, but, like, a protruding clit at a half an inch, I don't think it'd freak me out. I mean, are we talking more than a half an inch?
Yeah, I'd say, like, up to half an inch would be pretty common, but, like, more than that, I think would be, like, the further you go from above,
like,
that.
Like, big enough that you can grab it with your thumb and forefinger and work it.
So it's, like, an inch.
At least. Minimum. How would you feel
about
that?
If she was like smoking hot, I'd be cool with it. Up to an inch. More than an inch. I don't know.
Do you think
she'd be like a smoking hot and I couldn't date her permanently if it was more than an inch.
Do you think chicks with big clits get morning wood?
Possibly.
So you're saying you wouldn't date her if she had a big clit?
If it was more than an inch long, no, I couldn't date her. It'd be like a small dick.
But it's not. It's not like she's gonna fucking like spurt yogurt on your forehead when she comes.
But just like going down on her, it'd be too cock-like.
There's no balls.
It's an appendage that you'd...
It's like a baby
what
arm.
What if she'd be like, just suck it. Suck my huge fucking clit. Suck it, you little bitch. I couldn't do it. I'd be done. I'd be fucking running out of the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't bother me. I'd do it. Like, it doesn't bother me even a little bit. Like, it's a clit. I know it's a clit. You know it's a clit.
What if it's like a free clit, like I'm talking 3 inches long?
Like it actually drooped.
And she won't fuck you until you suck it like a dick, and she's talking to you like she's a man.
It's only 3 inches long?
Yeah.
I'm not going to gag on it or nothing, so I'm cool. I'll do it. Fuck. Dude, I know she's a chick. Now, if all of a sudden like that, it winks at me? Like, wait a minute. Wait just a cotton picking minute here. Have you ever fucked around with a chick with like really fucking big labia?
Like, not unusually. I've seen porn movies with chicks with huge labias,
yeah.
And I haven't been anywhere like in that big, but
like I'm talking like kind of looks like
roast beef,
or like or where the wild fern grows, like the dogs.
Not to
the
that
world,
level,
like,
no.
Like,
no.
Like fucking hot dog ears.
No, not that bad.
I dated a chick that had fucking labia like that, and she was. It was weird because she was a virgin when I started dating her, so we didn't fuck at first. Yeah, like four of them, dude. Lots of virgins. I've fucked a lot of virgins. It's weird. I don't get it. Whatever, not my fault. But the first time I went down her pants, I reached down there, and I'm like, what the fuck does she have in here? Like, it just felt so weird and foreign to me, and then I realized it was her fucking lips, and I'm like, Jesus, these things are huge. Yeah, weird. I didn't like it. That bothers me more than a clit would.
Wouldn't they just get in the way?
Yeah, especially if she wasn't, like, ready. Like, you'd get all tangled up in them and shit. And it fucking hurt to try to, like, fuck her if she was, like, not soaking wet. Because they'd fucking grab onto you like octopus tentacles.
Push you out.
Yeah, oh, fuck. It is. Like, at one point, I thought I almost nicknamed her labia Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Because they had my fucking cock in a sleeper. Right? And it starts to go numb because they're like... Fucking tap, bitch, tap. And I'm like, would you think about fucking, would you think about Ewan McGregor or something so I can get some lube up in here? Yeah, that was, I don't, really hot chick, but those labia scared the shit out of me. And when you're going down there, it's...
There's plastic surgery.
Oh, fuck.
You could have got those, like, the garter belt that goes around the panties that holds up your, like, pants. Just hook them to the labia instead. Fucking have those things fucking wide open, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No.
Some chicks are into that, man. You never know.
Like the bat wing on a female?
Exactly, yeah.
Some chicks are into you fucking laying a Cleveland steamer on their forehead, but that doesn't mean you fucking should do it. Jesus Christ. So it'd be too much like it. I think you got some fucking homosexual issues if a clit is going to freak you out like that.
No, if she didn't, like, I don't know. It was just big and she didn't act like a man about it, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
But if it got to the point where she treated it like a cock.
It's where she was like fucking.
She's telling me to suck it.
And she's like.
Calling me bitch
like,
and stuff.
Hitting me in the side of the face
off.
With it. Like
the deal
fucking,
is off. There.
Hitting
yeah,
me in the side
exactly.
of the face with it and like making you push your tits together.
Like
so
I'll
she
be fast asleep all of a sudden. You feel someone poking me in the head and it's her huge fucking clit. Yeah, there's problems now. Exactly. Just smacks me across the face with it.
Just like, hey, Weller, you want to play swords? I'd just be worried that hers is bigger than mine. That's the only thing that would fucking. Because if I get down there and start poking around and I realize that her clit's longer than my cock, I'll be really embarrassed. Really embarrassed.
I left some Hot Pockets in there, but I'll be right back.
I think that what causes that is like an excess in testosterone. Is what causes
steroids does that actually.
Steroids? Well, I tell you, if you're dating a chick that does steroids, you got issues to fucking begin with.
I actually read about this, and they said that, I guess, well, China, supposedly, that's the reason why her clit's so large.
The reason her clit's so large is it's, she doesn't have a big clit. She has a little penis. Like, that's a dude, man. That's a
But, yeah,
fucking
it's been
dude.
Proven that if chicks take steroids, they're actually their clit gets quite large.
So it is a testosterone.
Yeah, deal. It is.
Fucking, eh. It wouldn't freak me out or nothing, as long as the rest of her looked normal. Now, if she had some other issues, like an Adam's apple... And, like, fucking other stuff, that'd be bad. I don't think I'd like it. Fuck. Yow. So, God, you don't have cable. That means you're missing out on a fucking Deadliest Catch, man.
I've seen the first, well, probably two seasons of it.
That's good shit.
Yeah, I did enjoy the show.
Like, the thing, we were watching it at work the other night. And these guys were like, man, I'd love to do that. Would you do it? 3 weeks?
Well, yeah, it's only like a month.
Yeah.
But
would you
yeah,
do it, though?
It's pretty much hell. You're never sleeping. But, no. Yeah, I would do it.
Really? See, I don't like being cold. I don't like being cold even a little bit. I don't like being wet.
I can't take the heat, but, yeah, the cold doesn't bother me.
Oh, see, God, it just seems
and
like...
And then you're outside doing, like, I don't get tired if I'm doing something, so I could probably, like, they're up for, like, 30 hours straight.
Yeah.
I could do it as long as I'm working and it's cold. That wouldn't bother me at all.
They do two different seasons. They do the king crab season. They do the Opelio crab season. The Opelio crab season's in the winter, like when it's fucking really cold. And I was watching an episode the other day. They're doing it, and the captain goes, well, you know, right now these guys have been up for about 14 hours, and they're in the beginning. They're in the first stage of hypothermia. And we've got another 20 hours to go, so they're going to be pretty beat when they're done. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Back up, fucker. Did you just say they're in the first stage of hypothermia?
But then they're making about twice what I make in a year in about 3 weeks.
Right, right. But they're in hypothermia. And that's part of their job is to just get hypothermia.
Just it's fucking Alaska. Man up. If you're not...
Fuck that, man.
They have suits.
Fuck, not good ones. Dude, they fucking... Those survival suits are like duct taped on. Fuck it. No, I don't want to do it.
I'm just saying, I highly doubt they're, like, going to the local, like, fucking Home Depot and picking up some guys looking for work for the day and, like, oh, you're going to be doing some king crab fish the next 3 weeks. These guys know what they're getting into. That's my point.
But have you seen some of these greenhorns, the new guys, they call them greenhorns? Have you seen some of these guys? No fucking clue what they're getting into. They watch the show for the first season, and then they're like, well, I'll go up to Alaska, and I'll get to be on TV. And they had this one guy wearing fucking Viking horns. They told him he couldn't take them off. They told him he had to leave them on the whole time to represent as a greenhorn. It's basically like freshman initiation, right? The guy is getting his fucking ass handed to him. Those fucking Viking horns are going to get him killed, and they don't give a shit. They're just like, well, more money for us. You know?
Exactly.
Fucking as long as he's a greenhorn, fucking he's expendable. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you guys are going to kill that fat fucker. And what are you going to tell his family? Well, his
fucking... That's a good... Yeah, think about it, though. Like, what's cool? Like, dying of cancer, which pretty much what 60% of all people do, or like getting taken out by a freak wave, rogue wave, wearing a Viking helmet, I'll take that option any day, fucking day.
See, I don't like open water at all. It scares the shit out of me, and I don't want to drown. Now, if I can carry a gun while I'm crab fishing, and I feel myself going over and can draw it fast enough and fucking put one right in my temple, I'll do that. But there's no fucking way I'm going to drown in the icy cold waters of the fucking Arctic just so that fucking Great Taste Buffet down on Kimball can have fucking crab legs on Friday and Saturday nights.
And you'll freeze it at first.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, okay, good. There's a selling point.
You don't drown?
It'd be faster. Yeah, exactly.
Bullshit.
You
fuck
just
it.
Go to sleep.
No, thank you.
Like a giant waterbed.
Yes, that's exactly like a giant waterbed, only without any of the good parts.
Sig and Edgar.
Sig Hansen, yeah.
Were on Martha Stewart the other day. And she was telling them how to make...
Wait, start over.
Sig and Edgar were on Martha Stewart. This is like 2 weeks ago. And you can tell Sig just wants to tell this bitch to shut up. I want to see a show where Martha goes out with Sig and Edgar. Can you imagine a ship where she's like the ship mother?
Making doilies and shit out of pine cones for the fucking Northwestern.
It would be the most efficient ship in the fleet.
Martha Stewart scares the living shit out of me.
Succubus. If there's ever been one, she's one.
She's a scary bitch. You know, I think that she should still have to wear that fucking ankle monitor. Just not because she shouldn't be allowed to leave the house, but I think it's in everyone's best interest if people know where the fuck she's at all times.
At least she didn't cry and get to go home like Paris did. Because
she had a rash. Like, oh, shocker, Paris Hilton has a rash. That's not a rash, bitch. That happens about once every 3 months. It's called a flare-up. You got herpes. All right, that's... She got
herpes. Didn't hurt her feelings.
I hope she knows that this is fucking going to be an issue for the rest of her life. I'm on Zithromax or whatever the fuck. What did you fucking get into, man? Look at you. Who fucking dressed you today?
They're my sex pants.
It looks like someone had sex on your pants, man. You got fucking holes in your left leg. You got fucking jizz all over your right leg. You fucking...
It's epoxy.
Well, sure it is. Yeah, it's epoxy resin. It's definitely not redtube.com. Motherfucker, you don't even have internet. You can't even have redtube.com.
No, I've got nothing.
Have I showed you redtube.com yet?
No. I'm not aware of this. I buy it.
On DVD. He still watches porno on DVD.
I have a Blu-ray player, so it upconverts to near high def, and I've got a huge TV.
Doesn't that make you want to fuck your TV a little bit?
Well, yeah, it's like life size. It's way better than a fucking computer. I've seen computer porn. That shit's not good.
Dude, it's pretty good. And they update it every day. It's like, you've seen YouTube, right?
Yeah.
It's porno, but it's YouTube porno. It's like, it's a red tube, because it's set up exactly like YouTube. You just click on the thumbnail and it plays the fucking movie for you. Some of them are full length scenes. Some of them are little snippets, and you can click on the channels and it'll give you, dude. Stop shitting your fucking pants. I'm serious. I watched you do it. You leaned up and then you went, oh, whatever. Well, I don't. It smells like you fucking crapped yourself down here.
It's because
it's wafting.
We're in your basement.
No, dude, it's fine down here. I cleaned the litter box earlier today. The cat box is clean. Everything's cool. I did it earlier today. It's good. I swear to God. Dude, I took care of it.
6 weeks ago, there was 6 inches of flood water in here.
No, dude, that was 2 months ago and we cleaned it up. Everything's good. It's fine. We bleached the floor. Everything's We're good.
It doesn't smell like bleach, man. It smells like poo.
I mean, you don't... You're fucking... Look at... It's probably your fucking shorts. Look at you. Look at you. You used to be somebody.
I'm Weller's body guy. That's why.
Yeah. I've got 3 fans.
I gotta beat bitches off with sticks.
Yeah, it's true. You do have 3 fans. You know, to be honest, though, I think I might have voted for you once.
Thanks, Zach. That means a lot.
I'm just saying, buddy. Dude, I can't count on it. You got shit going on. I tell you what, buddy. In your defense, the show we recorded, we had one microphone, and it wasn't even a good microphone. Like, we're both fucking huddled over this thing. Like, God, I hope this records. Recording it with fucking Nero Edit Suite.
So you're pretty much spooning the whole time?
Oh, fuck, it was terrible. And you couldn't even, like, you know what? This one you can watch to make sure it's still recording. We just hit record and prayed. an hour into it, I'm like, God, I hope it worked.
I just remember there's a lot of dildo jokes.
No, there were no dildo jokes, but there's some butthole licking jokes because of that fucking creepy. Did you see her?
Not a joke.
No, we already told the story.
Public service announcement. Girls, don't be licking dudes' buttholes.
Probably going to get you punched right on the top of that. We've already covered this, though. You know, fucking.
I know. I'm just reminding the folks.
Tony says to me the other day, he goes, hey, I listened to your podcast. I said, which one? And we're at work, so he can't really say it out loud. He just points to his mouth and then points to his butthole. I was like, oh, yeah, that one. I said, hey, and if you don't believe either one of us, ask Tim Peterson. That's good shit. So that's the nice thing is that's a really common name, so it could be anybody. So, yeah, fucking, I would like to bump into her. Just be like, hey, are you still licking buttholes? Are you still breaking the ice with your tongue in the sphincter? Is that how you're doing that?
That's not a good opener.
No, it's right up there with the fucking gypsy cabbage, for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ. I just want to, now that I'm at a place in my life where I'm not trying to get ass anymore, you know, I sleep with my fucking fiance and that's it. I would love to just bump into Andrea Bluger. and say, hey, are you still sticking your tongue in the butthole?
You know what this actually reminds me of, on a weird side note?
What?
Like, whenever anybody disappears, or there's always, like, all their friends and relatives, like, it's always the greatest guy or greatest girl in the world, and they were this amazing person. Every single time, just once, I want someone to be honest, be like, this guy cut fucking sucked. I'm glad the guy's gone, you know? He's a prick. If this chick ever disappears, I want you to get in the news and be like, yeah, I dated her for a while. She just loved licking the asshole. I hope someone finds that girl. That I would love. I'd actually be like, let's find this girl. This just sounds like a fucking trip to hang out with, you know?
It's true, though, because
it's always, every time, like, this is the greatest person in the world ever. And
yeah, well, yeah, I agree. That's blatant honesty. That's what the world is fucking missing.
Brutal honesty,
yeah,
yes.
You asked me about that. You asked me about that earlier.
Right.
I think we need more honesty.
Right.
Need just people to say what they mean. And I think if people did it more often, people's feelings would get hurt less. But the problem now is people just aren't used to people being
brutally honest.
I think
there's too many people that just, like, think that they're actually being funny when they – because people, like, laugh to be, like, fake nice. And
right.
So they think that they're funny when actually they're not. And if someone were brutally honest, be like, hey, you're fucking annoying. Get the fuck away from me. You don't realize they should just shut the hell up and not be saying stuff like that.
Like, yeah, Mr. Carrot Top, well, nobody's laughing with you. Everybody's laughing at you.
Tickets people are buying are pity. They feel bad for you. The poor redheaded kid.
You look like you should have Xavier Roberts tattooed on your ass and Vince McMahon selling tickets to your shows, all right? You're like a fucking Cabbage Patch Kid on steroids. You fucking weirdo.
Not a big Carrot Top fan.
He's just weird looking now.
Would
I
you
liked
rather
him
have
when he was
Carrot Top as a next door neighbor or a K-Fed?
Ooh.
It's an easy answer. K-Fed. The guy's straightened his shit out, man. He's got custody of his kids. He has fucking fallen off the face of the earth other than to go to court appearances. I think the guy... Fuck. I'll take K-Fed. K-Fed for the win.
It's a toss-up for me. I don't know.
Would you seriously want fucking Carrot Top for your next door neighbor?
I wouldn't want fucking either of them to be my neighbor. I'm just saying.
Well, what are you going to do then? You got to pick one.
I'd flip a coin.
Fuck.
You still have a lot of your questions like that, don't you?
That's the whole, like, goal of my question is to make it, like, I want you to think about it. I don't want it to be, like, right away know the answer. Like, for it to be a good question, you have to, like, think about it for, like, a decent amount of time. That's when I know I have a good one.
Wow. I'd still take K-Fed. K-Fed, FTW, baby.
He has kind of got left the spotlight now, so he's probably not as annoying as he was back in the day, but, yeah.
Just, fuck. No thanks, man. Carrot Top is just, he scares the shit out of me to look at him. He's had so much work done on his face and shit, and he's all fucking roided out and just, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't like it. So, what's this about? You talking about, like, making covers to books? You want to talk about this?
What's this deal? Yes. Speaking of my questions, another one of my new questions I came up with. We'll say that one of your very good friends decided that they've always had kind of an artistic streak, and they decided they're going to pursue this, and they're in college, so they're going to take an art class.
Are they graphic artists?
No, they like drawing.
There's no such thing as a graphic artist. There's people who work in warehouses and do graphic art on the side, but there's no such thing as real graphic artists.
I'm just throwing it out there.
They exist. They exist, Adam. But anyway, this guy's, they're not an art major, they just want to take a class, and just, they've always kind of been interested in this, so they start taking it, and their only model they can get gets really sick, and they can't show up, and 2 weeks in a row, they have nobody to draw, and the teacher's like, if we don't have someone to show up today, the class is done with. So they tell you about this, you've got nothing going on, you happen to be like in the area, they pay you like, we'll say $50 for just 2 hours, all you're doing is just sitting there, it's not naked or anything. You're like, what the hell, I can do this, and I'll just, you know, not a big deal.
So it's fully clothed?
Yeah, you're fully clothed.
All right.
So you go in there, the teacher hands you a flannel t-shirt and a pair of blue jeans. They're like, just put this on, and we're going to put you in a couple of different poses. Like maybe every 20 minutes, you're going to change your position, and we'll draw you or paint you or whatever.
Sleeves or no sleeves? That's to let the air in. So the beer flows
I'm
out.
Going, it's full sleeves.
Okay, so full
it's,
sleeve
it's
flannel.
It's the old school flannel.
Okay.
Like brawny flannel? Or
I'm talking like the late 80s, early 90s flannel. Like the
only difference between brawny flannel and Pearl Jam flannel is that Pearl Jam wore it around his waist. Brawny wore it like a lumberjack.
Yeah, this is... Okay. This is lumberjack. This is hardcore lumberjack.
And at no point was Brawny like, even
like butterflies. So other than the fact that you're having to wear flannel, it's really not a big deal, and you actually kind of forget this ever happened. Fast forward to 6 months down the road. You're at home flipping channels. Oprah happens to be on. You don't normally watch it, but you just pause as you're flipping channels for some reason. It happens to be her book club.
Hey, what happened to Oprah? What happened to Oprah? Yeah.
So anyway, as you pause and notice that it's book club day, she says, normally I don't do books of this genre. I've actually never recommended these, but this book was just so incredible that I had to put it out there, and I think everybody should read this. It ends up being gay porn. On the cover of this gay porn, there is you wearing this flannel shirt and blue jeans, and it's obviously it was from this class.
What's the name of it?
The name of this book is called Hauling Ass. You're wearing this flannel shirt with blue jeans, and you're standing in front of a big semi pulled over the side of the road. All right, and it's Oprah's book club, so this book is going to be like, it's guaranteed to be like a huge seller. Like, this book is making some serious cash. Would you either like want to keep this under the radar and just shut up about it, and nobody would hope that nobody ever recognizes you from the cover of it? Or would you get a lawyer and try suing so you can get a cut of the money? But in doing so, the entire world will know you as the hauling ass guy.
I'll take the money. See that? Not even a fucking, didn't even bat an eyelash. I'll take the money.
I think I just ask and say, hey, you guys use my likeness. Can I get some money?
I take the money. Who cares, man?
Okay, follow-up question.
I don't have to fuck anybody. Let anybody fuck me in the butt.
So this book just goes, it's like, even in the supermarkets, like right? It's selling like crazy. They decide to make a movie, and they want you to like make an appearance. Would you be in this movie?
Is the movie going to be a? Is it?
Oh yeah, they'll pay.
But is the movie? Is it a porno movie, or is it like Brokeback Mountain? Like
we'll say this will be like it'll be NC-17, just like Showgirls.
Okay. Oh, is it going to be as bad as Showgirls though?
Oh, this is not a high quality movie.
Is Jesse Spano going to be in it?
It's a gay movie. Let's not forget this.
Jesse's a dude's name too.
Maybe she'll be your. She can be your sister.
Okay, your sister's gonna be in it. I'm out.
My sister's already done a lot of porn.
I'm gonna say we'll say they give you $500,000.
Wait, just to make an appearance in the movie? You're not even like starring?
No, you're the lead character.
Okay,
because it's.
But is it legitimate movie?
Gay sex?
Yeah, that's where I was getting at. Is there simulated gay sex?
Yes, there would be.
Is there actual gay sex?
No.
I'm in.
Kitchen or catching?
Fuck. Who cares? I'm in. Simulated gay sex?
See, I would if there was a stunt cock.
But it's simulated. It's not real gay sex. So why? Why? Who cares?
I wouldn't be dry fucking a dude.
How much money am I getting?
$500,000.
Sold.
You dirty, dirty whore.
What the fuck, dude? I don't. There's not. It's you're not actually fucking. I mean, like it's.
It'd be like, I guess, I haven't seen the movie, but I'm guessing there's probably something in Brokeback Mountain.
And I keep meaning to see that movie because I heard, one, that it's a really good movie, and two, that there's a fucking fuck scene between Heath and Jake Gyllenhaal that is just like, what? Those guys aren't making love, they're fucking, you know, kind of a deal. Yeah. Like, for $500,000, do you have any idea how much fucking debt I have, sir? I would do
it. For the rest of your life, you'll be like a supermarket, be like, hey, it's that fucking hauling ass dude. They want you to sign your name like all over their...
Look at Jake Gyllenhaal. Is he hurting right now? Is his fucking career in the tank?
Gyllenhaal, okay, this needs to be pointed out, has done many movies beforehand. It's very clear that he's not gay. You wouldn't be known to the world until this movie comes out. So they wouldn't know you as a heterosexual person until this. They just know you as the guy that does all the gay books.
You know how you solve that? Sex tape.
With a dude. What?
You make a hetero sex tape.
A what?
Hetero sex tape.
Say that 5 times fast.
Midgets do it.
Midgets aren't people, man. And there's a lot of your mainstream porn actors.
It's not a bad idea. Double though, up. Yeah.
A lot of your mainstream porn actors do gay porn too.
Have this stolen sex tape and then make sure you get a cut of it.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't need it. Dude, I'm not really fucking a dude. I'm all right with it. I fucking do. I have to.
We'll say how what? About it involves like lots and lots of like ass slapping.
Okay,
like playing grab ass.
Yeah, but do I have to tongue kiss him?
No.
So I don't even have to tongue kiss him. So you're
it
saying
it involves spooning and like lots of grab ass.
Sold. Like so, I like I don't even have to kiss the dude for $500,000.
No.
Sold.
You'll be like a tease.
Fucking sold.
You're
man.
Like the guy that every gay trucker wants to nail, but you just play hard to get.
I don't know that anybody would fucking.
You're the ultimate
lot lizard.
What's my name?
Do I use my own name or do I use somebody else's name?
Oh, I don't know the name.
Do I have a fucking?
You're just
do I have
known
like
as
a,
like you'd be Mr. Ass.
Okay. But I don't have to. I don't even have to make out.
Hank
with
Ass is your name.
I don't
Hank
even.
Ass.
I don't even have to make out.
And it says in the side of your truck. It says hauling ass.
Do I get to keep the truck?
Yeah, it's your truck.
Fuck, dude, I don't see any.
The front of the
to
grill,
it.
Like they have the you know the mud flap girl. It'll be like a guy in that pose. And then the side of it in your truck on your door says hauling ass.
Do
like,
it.
Mr. Hank Ass.
Didn't the Pork Chop Express say hauling ass on it somewhere?
It did. Yes. From Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah,
the coolest,
yeah.
The coolest movie semi ever.
Yep.
And so then I would just talk about myself in third person.
And actually,
the Mudfuck
Girl was on his grill, too, if I remember right.
Jack Burton. Jack Burton always says, if you're going to make $500,000, do it without tongue kissing a guy.
Who's Jack Burton?
That's not important. But there was a lot of spooning and grab ass that led up to this point.
is the cab on the truck made for two?
I'm just not seeing the drawback yet. $500,000 fucking dollars. Is that net or gross?
That would be before tax.
So I'm still going to
end
up.
After taxes, you'll be getting, I don't know, $300,000 maybe.
Sold. I'd do it for $100,000.
I'd do it for $100 right now.
That's retarded. Because he might accidentally pop wood and kind of rub up against you.
Yeah.
What, is the other guy straight?
Am I pitching or catching? Never
no, the other guy's gay.
The other guy is gay?
Everybody in the movie's gay except for you.
Is he a good-looking gay guy? Or is he one of those smelly, like, beefy gay guys?
I'll say there's, like, you have two partners in the movie. One's butch and one's not.
But I don't care if he's butch or femme. Is he good-looking and clean?
Is his name Thad?
That fucker, I hate that guy.
That's one guy is like Grizzly Adams, and one guy's like
so. It's gonna
all
be like
boy.
So. Like one guy's gonna make it look like the Baron Twink show kind of.
Yes.
Deal.
Yeah.
See, is he gonna smell bad, or does he at least smell like Old Spice or something? Because if he's gonna smell like sweat and disappointment,
I'll say that Grizzly dude you picked up at a carnival and the pretty boy
funnel cakes.
The pretty boy you got a disco somewhere.
Well, I'll fuck him if it means I get some Tom Thumb donuts out of the deal. Wouldn't it be ironic if the fucking hairy, fat guy smelled good and the skinny, good-looking guy smelled like a fucking tuna fish sandwich that had been left in your fucking car for a week and used to wipe somebody's ass? At a zoo.
Ironic.
At a zoo. At Michael Jackson's house.
And Have you guys discussed the if you fight a gay guy, you like fighting a girl?
The question is, if you fight a gay guy, is it like fighting a girl? And unfortunately, I say yes. Because no matter what happens, you come off looking like a fucking prick or a bigot in that deal. Because there's a gay guy right now I want to punch in the fucking face. And not because he's gay.
For many reasons, it would be stupid to ever fight or punch someone that was gay.
What if he's really, really annoying, gets drunk all the time, and his only claim to fame
you
is the fact that he's gay?
You can't ever leave that situation positive if you punch him.
He has no other good personality traits.
Even if you fucking knock his ass out in one punch.
Well,
ooh, you just knocked out.
And the problem is, you're never hitting him in everybody's eyes. You're never hitting him because he's obnoxious. You're hitting him because he's gay. I have run into this problem. We've discussed this several times. I fucking hate Thad. I want to punch him in the fucking grill, but I can't because no matter how many times I hit him and no matter how many times I fucking explain it, I can't believe you hit that guy because he was gay. I did not hit him because he was gay. I hit him because he was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, if you're wanting to punch him because the guy's an asshole and has it coming, not because of like gender, I still wouldn't do it just because people will say that you're punching him because he's gay. Plus, if this guy ends up whooping your ass, you're going to be known as the guy that got his ass whooped by a gay guy.
That's true. It's a catch-22.
Is that a hate crime?
It probably would be, too.
Well, no. It's only a hate crime if you beat him up because he's gay. But
you'd have to prove that, though. That'd be kind of difficult to do.
It's going to be kind of
difficult. You'd have to prove that the guy was an asshole. And then override the fact that he was gay.
I think I've got several people that would fucking... You know, I'm not going to do it, but I want to. I don't want to punch him so fucking bad.
I think he's a very nice dude.
Oh, fuck you. You do not.
I think you're a homophobe.
I'm not a fucking homophobe.
Actually, you know what they say about homophobes? I took a human sexuality class.
They're gay?
Yeah, yeah. They actually are.
Yeah, they probably do a lot of butthole play on themselves.
Our members don't like other dudes' wieners.
No, that's not it at all.
No, it's gay denial is all it is.
Gay denial. It's not just a river in the fag part of Egypt. No, God, that'd just be wrong. Fuck, that's
we
wrong.
We lost our one gay listener.
We don't have any gay. I wish we did. You know, I've been working on trying to come up with a bit for stand up that paints gay people positively and makes straight people look like a bunch of assholes. You know, because no straight people are doing any jokes that are pro gay, right? So I'm trying to do it, and so I go up to our gay friends, and I'm like, what do you fuckers call us? Like, what do you mean? What do you call us? Zach? No. Like, what do gay people call straight people that's derogatory? Like, we got fag, queer, fairy, and I just fucking go on this rant, and they're looking at me like, I'm gonna whoop your ass, motherfucker.
What do you call the normies?
Yeah, the normies. That's probably what it is.
No, they call them breeders. And I'm like, I've heard that before. Give me something else that only gay people know that you call us. And they wouldn't fucking – the one fucking time gay
there
people
has to
fucking
be
clamp up. The one time. Usually gay people are like – and they're like, nope. Secret squirrel. We ain't telling you shit.
You're not part of the circle.
You ain't part of the circle, jerk.
Although if you do haul an ass, I'm sure you could learn.
Could I get in there?
Oh, they'd learn then.
Dude, you don't have to talk me into this. I'm sold on this hauling ass deal.
Would you be an honorary gay guy?
Would I finally learn how to dress in feng shui?
Like, they'd invite you to, like, host the, like, gay parades and stuff. Like, you'll be a celeb. Like, this would be, like, the biggest
but
move
I don't,
of the
but
year.
I don't have to do it in, like, tidy whities and wave and shit. I can do it in regular clothes.
What? No, they'd pay for your flight and your hotel room, maybe.
Beard?
Yeah, well, of course it
no, 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 no. Here's the thing, though. The catch is finally there's a catch. It's not beer. It's Cosmopolitans.
Alcohol.
Yep.
I'm in.
I was in a long time ago, dude. They don't even have to ply me with alcohol, and I'll do the cuddle scene with the dude. I don't give a shit.
What the hell? Michael Jackson call it is Jesus juice or whatever the fuck when he nailed the 12-year-old.
No comment.
I'm just saying
that they made me talk about the man's wiener and they made me tell what kind of mole he had. I don't want to talk about it. I was a pretty child. I had luxurious hair.
Like a Brillo pad.
Fucking kill you, you fat fuck. God damn it. Oh, fuck. Well, I think we've got like 30 seconds to wrap up here before we fucking just alienate the rest of the world. Anybody have anything to add?
I feel like I should apologize, but no.
No, fuck it. Fuck apologies. All right, this has been another week of misinformation. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
Love you.
Fucking beef tits on that kid. Damn.